Hi, Trinity. Would you mind telling us a bit about yourself as a student at Green Dot Public Schools?
So my name is Trinity Bradford. I'm a senior at NUMO South Los Angeles, and I'll be going to UCLA this fall, majoring in psychobiology.
How did you come across this major?
I've always been interested in life sciences, biology, and chemistry. Those have always been my favorite school subjects. So that's really what I wanted to study in college. And when I was applying to colleges, I would search up like the different colleges, what majors they had. And I came across psychobiology when searching through UCLA's majors. And I just thought that was perfect for me because in addition to being interested in biology, I'm also interested in psychology and learning about the human mind and the human brain. So I just thought that major was perfect for me.
Where do you see yourself landing in a career with a major in psychobiology?
I want to be a doctor. Right now, I'm thinking about either anesthesiology or maybe OBGYN or something like that, but mainly anesthesiology.
Is anyone else in your family a doctor or have encouraged you to pursue medicine?
No one else in my family is in the medical or health field.
Where did this desire to pursue medicine come from?
I really think me wanting to go into the medical field came from watching some members of my family being sick while I was younger, watching them struggle with their health. I know for sure that definitely impacted my choice of career.
Let's shift gears back to UCLA. How did you land on UCLA? I'm sure you might have had several other choices, but what about UCLA really stuck out for you?
So ever since I was in the seventh grade, UCLA has always been my dream school. That was always been the school I was working towards getting accepted to all throughout high school. So when I got in, it was like, I kind of committed the very next day because I knew there was no other school I really wanted to go to. I think it's a perfect location. I love the Westwood area. The campus is beautiful. They have really good majors for me. And also, since I want to be in the medical field, choosing a school with a great hospital and a lot of research opportunities was very big for me. And UCLA has one of the best hospitals in the state, in the country. So I just think UCLA was the perfect school for me.
How do you feel about attending college right now? Are you happy, excited, nervous? What's going through your head right now?
I'm very, very excited. Very excited to start college and start studying the things I actually want to study. And I'm very excited to make new friends and join different organizations that will help me go into the career that I actually want to go into. In addition to being excited, I'm also very nervous. It's no secret that college is completely different from high school, especially considering that I won't know too many people there and too many people there won't know me. So I'm sort of afraid that I'll feel really lonely. Actually, I talked to quite a few college students, quite a few UCLA students, and almost everyone says that it's kind of hard being at a school with tens of thousands of people. A lot of the times you can just get lost in the crowd and you feel so lonely. Even though you are around people, you still feel lonely. So I'm afraid for that.
And that's a really valid feeling. My sister went to UCLA. She didn't study medicine, but she did study history. And I remember her definitely talking about those seas of people. But among all of those people, she still made friends. And the best advice that she gave me was that being yourself will always get you friends. Let's talk about ASLA for a second. What do you think about attending that school really impacted who you are today?
Definitely the support from my teachers. ASLA, it's a very small school. It's under 700 students. and staff members. So you really get to make a connection and a bond with your teachers. Like, I'm still really close with some of my freshman teacher who I haven't had as an actual teacher in years, but despite that, I'm still really close to them, and they still make sure to check in on me, and they really help me in any sort of way. Especially my ninth grade writing teacher, Miss Curio. She has been one of my biggest supporters. I think the support I received from my teachers has really impacted where I am today. My teachers as well as my counselors.
Last question for you, one that's very simple. How does it feel to graduate? There's a lot going on in the world, and you're getting ready to make your first step into adulthood. What kind of thought processes are going on? How are you feeling? What does it really mean to you to graduate right now?
Well, obviously, I'm very excited that my high school career has come to an end. And I'm excited to embark on a new journey that is college. But at the same time, I am afraid because I'm no longer a child. Like, I'm stepping into adulthood, and like, obviously, there are just some things that your high school teachers or your parents tell you about coming into adulthood, but like, there's still a lot of things that they don't tell you and that you'll just have to learn on your own. And those things can be very unimaginable, if you get what I'm saying.
Adulthood can be difficult, but you sound prepared to tackle it, Trinity. Thank you so much for sharing your story. And of course, best of luck to you in your college journey.